In the story that Jesus tells about the rich man and Lazarus, we find the rich man being punished for his failure to love Lazarus, to love his neighbor. And that failure on the part of the rich man is a failure both of thinking, failure of his mind, and also a failure of the heart, of the way in which he chose, and a failure in his desire. It was a failure of thinking because he didn't recognize Lazarus for who he really is. He didn't recognize him as a human being, as a personal subject, as a someone and not just a something. He failed to see the truth about Lazarus, the truth about who he was in himself, a human being with dignity and value, but also the truth about who he was in relation to God, created in God's image and loved by God. The rich man failed to recognize, to understand the truth about Lazarus. But it wasn't because of any lack of knowledge or education. And he seems to be making this mistake when he talks about going to his brothers, as if the problem is that they didn't get the message, or that they weren't informed, or that they weren't sufficiently educated. He wants to go and give them the message, and Abraham says, they've already gotten the message. They have Moses and the prophets. It's not a failure of education. Rather, the reason why you didn't recognize Lazarus as a human being, the reason why your brothers are failing to love their neighbors, is because of a failure of the heart, because they don't want to, because it would be inconvenient to see Lazarus as a person who deserves my help. It would be troublesome to have to do something to help Lazarus rather than just step over him. Seeing him as a human being implies an obligation for me that I want to avoid, and therefore I don't recognize him in the truth of who he really is, in the truth of who he is in the sight of God. This failure to love our neighbors is one that is ever present in our lives and in our society. We don't recognize human beings as human beings. We don't recognize the unborn and the aged. We don't recognize the refugee and the foreigner. We fail to see the poor on our streets and to recognize them as human beings rather than just obstacles or annoyances. There's a great example, I think, from the gospel, from the life of Jesus, There's a moment in Jesus' ministry where he was exhausted and he just wanted to go and be by himself and to pray in quiet. But everybody followed him. A whole big crowd comes and follows him, and so Jesus is unable to have the quiet moment of prayer that he desired to have. And it would be easy in that circumstance to get frustrated and to see that crowd as an annoyance, to see those people as bothering me, a bother to an obstacle to what I want, which is a moment of quiet and peace. But rather, we're told that Jesus looked at the crowd and his heart was full of compassion, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he taught them and he fed them with the multiplication of the 5,000 loaves and fishes. It's easy for us to see people as obstacles, as annoyances, to see people according not to what they are, who they are, but to how they affect me, how they make things maybe more difficult for me or bothersome for me. And we fail to recognize the dignity of one another and to serve one another according to our dignity and according to who we really are as neighbors to one another, as beloved of God, as children of God, of brothers and sisters in Christ, because we're not willing to, in many cases. That we're just not willing to help each other, so we don't see each other aright. We don't recognize the truth because we don't want to, because it's easier not to. It's easier if I don't have to go through with this pregnancy. It's easier if I don't have to help this person who's in my way. It's easier if I don't have to love my enemy. And so I can just see them as an enemy. I can see them as a subpersonal embryo. I can see them as a worthless drunk and fail to recognize the truth of who they are and also fail to love and fail to recognize my duty to show love to this neighbor of mine. It's hard. It's hard to be like Jesus. You know, it's hard to not give in to our inclinations to just ignore people or to write them off as bothersome or difficult and not worth our attention. And so we need the grace of Jesus. We need the strength of Jesus. We need the love of Jesus. And that's what we receive in this Eucharist. That's what we pray for as we receive this Eucharist. As we celebrate this Mass, we pray for that grace to give us the will to recognize the truth about the dignity and the blessedness of one another, and the truth about the call of Christ to serve one another, and to help one another, and to help those whom we have trouble recognizing as our neighbors.